This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
DJ V Cho. DJ V Cho. Cha.
It's Joel.
It is the 23rd of August, Jennifer. Thursday. Jennifer Horn is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan also along with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. She's wearing her tunic. Looks especially good today. And Jennifer sounds especially good today. Why don't you lead off with a trending story, Jen Jen?
Sure. This one involves one of my favorite people to talk about, and that is George Clooney. He is on the top of Forbes' highest paid male actors list. Now, he took a break from acting, but he is still cashing in. He ranks as the highest paid actor of the year, according to the Forbes list, which was just released. He took in $239 million in pre-tax earnings, not too shabby, thanks to endorsements and older movies, and of course, a very lucrative business venture. The extra money will come in handy, taking care of his one-year-old twins, Ella
what's
and
the,
Alexander.
What's the other investment?
He just sold his Casamigos tequila company to a British liquor giant, Diageo, I believe, last June for $700 million and a potential to earn $300 million over the next decade. This is a company that he founded with Randy Gerber, Cindy Crawford's husband, back in 2013. And so even though he didn't have a hit movie during the past year, he's doing very, very well. Don't cry for George Clooney. Also on that list is Dwayne Johnson. He comes in at number two.
The
Rock made $124 million pre-tax. That's the largest ever acting take-home from front-of-camera roles in Celebrity 100 history, according to Forbes. So he's doing very, very well. And had a couple
they're
of
both very likable. I wonder if they know each other. I would wonder what a conversation between the two of them in a party or a room or something would be like. I think
they're both pretty nice. Everybody's never, you don't hear a lot of bad things about either one of them.
About either one of them.
Number three on the list, and this one surprises me. I guess it shouldn't, but Robert Downey Jr. is number three on the list. He made $81 million Iron Man, Spider-Man, and Avengers. You just don't think of him.
Any other characters anymore, which
back
I think
end.
Is a shame because I
know.
Love him as an
actor. I wish he'd recreate that Sherlock Holmes. He and Jude Law were good.
They're
there were
great.
A couple of those Sherlock Holmes movies. They'd be good if they did a couple more of them. Those were good.
He made $81 million. Chris Hemsworth is number four on the list. He made $64.5 million. Another
Chucker superhero. Calls him Hemsworth. Which is it?
Hemsworth.
No.
And then number five.
Is he the one who's dating?
That's the brother. Liam is dating Miley Cyrus.
Okay,
we're engaged to Miley. Yeah.
Got it.
Number
five
on the list is Jackie Chan. He earned $45.5 million. He had six movies in 2017, including the Lego movie. So,
he's getting bankrolled by these Chinese companies that are getting into the American movie market. And by the way, Jackie Chan does not speak English. I don't know how many people know that.
Seriously?
He does not speak English. He learns the lines, recites the lines.
He speaks a little bit of English. I've seen him on interviews.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. Yeah, right. It's not as good as what you hear him recite when he learns his lines, Victoria. When he's interviewed, he doesn't come off. He doesn't do many interviews. He doesn't come off as the same almost person as you see in the movies. It's really very interesting.
At a certain point, you think it would be easier to learn English. It's been so many years that he's been doing movies with English-speaking roles than having to just memorize lines. But what do I know?
That. So that's good. You know a lot, Kara. So that's good. That's kind of good news, I guess, right? Is that good news? Consider that
it's your top five list. Pretty good. And some of them unexpected, I think.
Yeah. All right. Other people in the news. The story of a lady named Corey Wyden, W-I-D-E-N, and her daughter, whose name is, let's see, what is the daughter's name? I don't know, I forgot. I read the story about the mother, and I didn't get connected too much to the daughter. Because of a situation that is, in my mind, just really wrong. Miss Wyden has her daughter, who's 8, walk a dog that belongs to the family every morning around the neighborhood. She goes out at 8 o'clock. The dog's name is Marshmallow. And she walks. She's 8 years old. Police see her pretty much every day walking the dog in this neighborhood. And so last week, the police were called and the Department of Children and Family Services to investigate if Ms. Wyden is neglecting her child because she lets the daughter walk the dog alone.
How old is the kid again?
8.
That's young.
Oh, please.
Well, but the mom
I'm thinking more of child jail. Abduction.
This is a nice suburban neighborhood.
So was where Molly Tibbetts lived. You know, I just
no, that was
I wouldn't
not,
let
that
my 8-year-old
rural,
I wouldn't let my 8-year-old daughter.
Can we
do
not
it
trust
alone.
Anybody anymore? Are we getting to the point where that people are going to see a dog being walked by an 8-year-old girl going to call police and say, "Well, you better inject that
family."
Well,
that's a different thing. I'm just saying I wouldn't let my 8-year-old daughter walk anywhere
alone.
Well,
an important thing to note is that the mom can see the daughter out of the window when she's walking the dog. So she's not just like going down, you know, a bunch of neighborhood streets and the mom's like, who cares?
All right, well, that's different then. If it's a cul-de-sac or something like that where she can see her daughter, that's fine.
As
I'm just saying,
sticking their nose into, are we breeding here where people stick their nose into other people's business? You know, it's what they say, if you see something, say something. Well, who knows what people are going to think when they see something that they don't really know the behind-the-scenes story, i.e., thank you, Kara, for finishing the story, the mother's watching as the daughter takes the dog for a walk.
I will say, though, if it was a different area and not just a nice suburban neighborhood, then I might be one of those people who would be curious.
But it isn't. It's a nice suburban. It's Wilmette, Illinois, suburb of Chicago. It's a nice, clean area. So, yeah, anything can happen, that's true. But we're so suspicious. And why are we so suspicious? Do we need to be? Is that the way we're going to live our lives now?
Well, I wasn't. My mind didn't go to child abuse or neglect. I went right to abduction. You know, like that's what I was thinking of. If I saw a child and I didn't, how could anyone else know that the mom and you don't know what house the kid belongs to? You know, so I don't know. I might be with Kara on that one. If I saw that happening. I may want to just make sure. What happened if something happens to that kid and you're an adult who saw the kid walking the dog and you found out on the news something happened to that kid and you didn't say something?
And?
Isn't it better to just check and make sure, be extra safe?
I think it really depends on the factors, and that's why you can't just have a ruling based on one story. Is it a cul-de-sac? Can the mother see the girl walking? There's just so many factors here that it sounds absurd to call the police on a kid walking a dog.
Thank you. That's basically what I'm thinking.
There are a lot of factors that would probably have to be considered.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems the absurdity of it all. Something to bring up and to discuss here on the DJV program. Here's something that will help you out immensely. Those of you who have gained weight and are having a hard time losing it, may I suggest for the next minute or so that you consider a product called Kellitrin. It's been present on this program since pretty much the first of the year, talking about how to lose weight. I've used it to get my little roundness gone. And it's worked very well. It's worked very well for a couple of other people who are participating in the program. And especially important is it can work very well for you. You got to know about it first. That's why I'm telling you the story. If you go to toploss.com, you'll see the story of Kellitrin. Comes from collagen, which is the number one protein in your body. The more of it you have, the less fat you have, because it helps you easily develop muscle, and muscle pushes the fat out. And when you're exercising, fat easily disappears because it's much easier to get rid of than muscle. You don't want to get rid of the muscle anyway. This is the highest quality collagen protein available anywhere today, and it is in the form of Kellitrin. So go online to toploss.com, special 10% discount. You get a free bottle, actually. After you buy 3, you get the 4th bottle free. So all kinds of... That's not the reason to do this. The reason to do this is because it works. It'll get the weight off. Program begins by taking 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed. And then you see how it works. Get yourself into that exercise routine. And, yeah, watch what you eat. The benefits, though, of using this, it's so safe. You don't have to eat special stuff. Watch what you eat. That's all. Be smart. Lose the weight with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com for the 10% off deal. You can also talk to an expert at 833-TOP-LOSS if you want more specifics about how it works. Be sure you check the box that you heard about it. I heard about Calitrin on the DJV program. That's toploss.com. Lose weight with Calitrin.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year, where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, this is the DJV program. I want you to know that we're living among celebrity here, ladies, because it seems that with Victoria's move, she has moved herself up in life, upscale,
yes.
Big time, living on the Jersey Shore with the Situation.
Same I wonder if anyone even knows who that is.
Hell
sure.
Yeah. I don't know who the Situation is. Well, when, his first name Mike?
It
How about
is.
That?
Mike Sorrentino, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
right.
Good for you.
See?
My mom
right,
was in the elevator with him and didn't recognize him, but when I told her afterwards, she goes, oh, that's the Situation?
How did he get the name, the Situation?
His abs that were called the Situation. And
he
now
named his abs.
Yeah,
really?
Now
he named them?
Flabs. Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hey, it's stuck.
He? What? That's so silly. Yeah. All right, speaking of silly, U.S. and China escalating the trade war, 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of goods on each side. So what do you gain? This is like negative minus negative equals negative. If one side does 25%, the other side does 25%, the net gain is zero. I learned that when I was in the fourth grade. You know, what the heck are you doing? I don't get these people. All right, let's see. Steven Tyler told the Trump people to stop playing Aerosmith songs at rallies.
They've been living on the edge.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know that song. Is it? What is it? What's that?
It's
can't always get what you want. Right? No, really? No, that's not it. What do they play? They play something. I don't know. No. But it's some Aerosmith song. How many
that was the Rolling Stones
this?
That you were
yeah, no,
that's
not the Rolling
Stones.
Stones.
Yeah,
they've been playing Living on the Edge.
But it you did a nice job
like
with it.
The 90s.
Jennifer, that was very good. I'm calling
you
Mick Jagger.
Again?
He's going to call, yeah.
Can't always get what
well, this
you
is
want.
The actual song if you want to listen for 2 seconds.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every night I sit here by my window, staring at the lonely avenue, watching lovers
holding hands
and laughing.
Bye. Hello.
Okay,
time now for one of the best spots musically during the week. It is Throwback Thursday. Music, an important part of all of our lives, no matter what our age. So we've conjured up this experiment here every Thursday at this time. We go back to some important year in music. I guess they all are. This is from this week in 1962. Musically, Bobby Darin at number 5 as we count down to number 1 for this song called Things.
All I have to cling to. Heartaches are the friends I'm talking to.
Talking to.
When I'm not thinking of just how much I loved you, but I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking about things.
See, I could be in the chorus. I could be the Darren, one of the Darrenettes. All right, from Kisses in the Dark, we go to the number 4 song, one of the best songs Ray Charles ever did.
That's all I've ever been.
This is not Ray Charles.
Oh, no. All right, give me... Just talk about it for a few minutes.
Okay.
Like Doug goes, this is not Ray Charles.
Crack overnight staff doesn't have a clue. That doesn't surprise me. Anyway, all right. So, Ray Charles had 14 number one songs. Here's Ray Charles, but you don't know
that was it is Ray Charles, but it's with I can't remember who the woman is who's singing with him.
Well, we don't want that verse. We want
this. It's a beautiful song.
Fabulous song. First big tune for Ray Charles.
You think you know me well,
but you don't know me.
But you don't know me.
Listen to the voice. Listen to that. He and Nat King Cole had similar, I thought they had anyway, very similar sound. Remember, Ray Charles, maybe more feeling because he's blind, I don't know. Anyway, Ray Charles, number 4 this week. All right, we get to the good stuff now. Number 3, the Orlans. Let's do the Watusi. Back of the head. Everybody did the Watusi in the 60s, ladies. Ask your mother.
It's an actual dance?
It is. The Watusi. Come on, crank it up, Kara.
Oh, baby, it's a dance.
The dance. Made up for romance. It was getting a hoochie coo. You get it on with a Watusi. You know what I mean? Never get kissed to do the twist, but you get kissed from all over with a Watusi. It's a real good. Yeah. Okay, that's number three. Next one, this is Carol King's babysitter. She was 14 years old. Carol King wrote this song, and she said, you know what? You'd be great singing this. And so she went right straight to the top of the charts. 14-year-old Little Eva and the Locomotion, number two this week, 1962. Come on, come on, come on. How many different versions of this song by all kinds of different artists have there been over the years? But it's the first hit that Carole King wrote. Carole King is 25, 26, when she's in, she and her husband go out on dates, and they have Little Eva come over and babysit. So it's that simple a story and very true. All right, let's see. 2 weeks at number one, Neil Sedaka, Breaking Up Is Hard to Do. This is his first number one hit. Great song.
Don't take your love away from me.
Resisting singing this.
Don't you leave
Okay. If you
go,
and I'll be too. Cause breaking up is hard to do. All right, anyway, Neil Sedaka. Number one this week, 1962 on Throwback Thursday.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's Automotive News headlines. I'm Nick Miles. John Lennon's last car was a Mercedes-Benz 300 TD wagon, and it will appear for auction soon. It is scheduled to cross the block at the Worldwide Auctioneers event in Auburn on September the 1st, where it's being offered without reserve or pre-sale estimate. Lennon and Yoko Ono decided on the diesel Mercedes-Benz wagon before it was on sale in the U.S., so Lennon had his assistant send Mercedes-Benz a check for $30,000, which is equivalent to around $90,000 today, and the automaker fast-tracked it across the Atlantic. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
It's not often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience. Learn more about Motor Trend's 2018 Car of the Year at AlfaRomeoUSA.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen pleads guilty to 8 felonies on Tuesday, the president discusses his long relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if he was a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me. Didn't do big deals, did small deals. Not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. Well, it turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly.
That is heard in an interview airing on Fox and Friends this morning. ISIS claims it was behind a knife attack in Paris this morning that authorities now say left 2 people dead and 1 seriously wounded, and the attacker shot and killed by police. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the Dark Ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A time of renewal. That's what we have here for you, the DJD program. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, working our way into more important things happening. Victoria, what's happening right now?
Well, an update, and it's a kind of bizarre update, on the Molly Tibbetts case. Christian Rivera, who is the guy, the 24-year-old guy who is accused of killing her, he essentially admitted it, so I think we don't need to say accused anymore. He killed her. A court document filed early this morning states that he actually was legal in this country. He was working legally in Iowa, which is contradictory to all the initial reports saying that he was an illegal alien and that he had, you know, gamed the system and that he gave false identification, all this other stuff. So there, it's interesting. Now, the farm that he worked at, Yarrabee Farm in Iowa, it's a dairy farm. He worked there for about 4 years. They initially said that they used the e-verify system. And so now it turns out they lied. They didn't use the e-verify system. They're not even members. They're not participatory members of that system. And
you're
so now
about
the farm itself, they've now admitted that they didn't use the e-verify system. And originally they said he gave a false identification. It turns out that actually may not be true. That he is legal. So Immigration, Customs, and Enforcement, ICE, they filed a detainer to make sure that he's not released while everyone figures this out. He is being held on a $5 million cash bond. And so now...
Let me understand this. If I hear you saying correctly, he is here legally?
That's what his lawyer says, yes.
Well, so then how does that impact the farm? Whether the farm looked properly or didn't look into his background properly, if he's here legally, then the farm's off the hook.
Yes, right? except that they lied about, and this is the guy, you know.
One would wonder why they would do that.
Why would
they do that?
This was the owner of the farm is the brother of the guy in Iowa who runs like the Farm Federation or whatever. He's a prominent Republican there, and so
he's
Craig Lang is
the
same
ag director for the state of Iowa. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, and so I think this past summer. He ran for state secretary of agriculture or something like that.
Yeah.
But so it doesn't look good for the farm. Let's
fishy.
Put it that way. It is very fishy.
Yeah.
So they issued a statement last night saying that they used E-Verify, and then this morning they said, no, we actually didn't, and we're not members of the system. So they may, like you said, they might be off the hook, though, if it turns out he really
is legal.
Now, his lawyer, the one other thing, his lawyer it wants a gag order on all of this because he says that... President Trump and everybody else getting into the, you know, jumping into the immigration political debate, it's tainting potential jurors. And so now they're saying that because it's such a small community, if everyone says, well, he was here illegally, you know, we could throw the book at him. If that's actually not the case, they're saying he is in danger of not getting a fair trial.
Yeah, so they changed the venue?
They haven't gotten that far yet.
See,
his lawyer wants the judge to put a gag order on
The outtake or the outreach on that, Victoria, is... In the circumstances we find ourselves in today, with social media, national news coverage of even the smallest little event going on in some of these communities, I don't see how anybody gets a fair trial under any circumstance.
It's
frankly,
true.
Because
yeah.
Everybody's got information hard to escape. You know, and when they do the jury, if you ever watch the TV show Bull, you get a pretty good insight into how the jury system actually works and how they pick jurors and what they ask questions about and that sort of thing. And you can be disqualified for all kinds of reasons. And I would think in this circumstance, because these stories get such wide coverage, it would be very difficult to find a jury of your peers that is not prejudiced in one way or another. It's just the way it is.
But, you know, it's interesting. If this was a guy who, it was, let's say he was born here and it was never in question, his immigration status was never in question, I wonder if a jury would be... I don't want to say lenient, but I wonder if they'd be more open-minded than if we, let's say, than if it is confirmed he was an illegal alien and he committed this murder. I think that right now immigration in this country is such a hotbed issue.
What a mess. But it's a mess.
It is a mess, yes. And
the
I think everyone can
mess.
Agree it's a mess. But I think it's become such a hot button issue that I wonder if his lawyer maybe isn't wrong by saying, look, he's not going to get a fair trial here if the government keeps, and this is his quote, incorrectly promoting the idea that he's illegal. I think he may face a harsher jury because of that.
Could be. All right. Next person in the news, Representative Beto O'Rourke, congressman from Texas, defending NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem to protest racial injustice. A lot of people viewing his post, the video online, and a lot of people don't like it. So
it's interesting because I saw a lot of people who really did like it.
Yeah.
So I
think
it's half and half.
Yeah, it depends on who's responding and what site they're responding to, but I think that's very interesting how that all...
I didn't listen to the whole thing. Do you have any quotes from what he said? Because what I was under the I guess, understanding is that he was saying they're not protesting the veterans or troops or the national
right.
anthem, which is what I've always thought anyway. They're not protesting that. They're protesting police brutality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And everyone is misunderstanding the protest.
It's gotten right. so big. It's gotten so much bigger than Colin Kaepernick and the original, you know, statement that he made. Now it's crazy to me. It's police brutality. I think everyone kind of agreed on that, right?
Here's what he said. He can think of nothing more American than protests meant to call attention to police brutality against the blacks. I'm with him. I think that we need to be doing more protesting because there's so many things that are wrong, so many things we need to look at, so many things we need to understand, not just this, but a plethora of things that are just awful in this country that need to be straightened out. And so this is one of them. Whether it's disrespectful or it isn't, he said when asked whether it was disrespectful, my short answer is no. Now, here's my longer answer, but I'm going to try to make sure I get this right because I think it's a really important question. By the way, this guy's running against Ted Cruz. You know, you want to lose, vote for Cruz in the Senate. He talked about Martin Luther King, civil rights, that sort of stuff. And he recounted examples of Americans who lost their lives in the civil rights marches in Philadelphia, Mississippi, for example, 1964, and the Birmingham church bombing, that kind of stuff. Peaceful, nonviolent protesting is important and good. I do not. The knee at the football game, I really had the wrong impression. I thought it was protesting
Well, that's a thing that, you know, you talk about the news media all the time, and that's one of my, I think that media and news media is incredibly important, but that is a frustration that I have, that was never clarified, and that this story is out all the time, and everyone has so many opinions about it, and they're so angry, and how dare they protest the flag and the national anthem and all these things, but that was never the story from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it
but
was...
But yet the news media hasn't covered it that way.
Yeah,
yep,
and so
right.
it's just frustrating. But one thing that this guy says that I think is important. He says the problem, as grave as it is not going to fix itself, and they're frustrated, as in players, other black people in the country. They're frustrated, frankly, with people like me and those in positions of public trust and power who have been unable to resolve this or bring justice for what has been done. And I think that's an important thing to acknowledge, that
yep.
people in positions of power haven't done anything to solve this problem.
Right.
All right. How has it changed? It hasn't.
It hasn't changed. Yeah. So here's the next, this is kind of cute. Remember, was it yesterday we were talking about Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves maybe being married because of the movie they were in how many years ago? And apparently, they really are quite taken with each other. They were in an interview yesterday on Entertainment Tonight. They were asked if they remember the first time they met. Both were very specific about it and where they met. And what they were doing. So as this awkward interview continues, they really acknowledge their crushes for each other. And you said, I think, there were some questions about Keanu Reeves and his sexuality. Maybe he's just
been rumored
his
for
unrequited love for Winona Ryder.
Well, she's
hasn't
single,
been fulfilled.
So
I thought she had a partner. When I was looking
Does
at her
she?
Wikipedia page, it looked like she'd been with someone for multiple years.
If you look
years.
At their body language in this interview, not taken from the movie which they were in, but if you look at their body language in the interview, you can tell. And Ryder says, well, I had a pretty big, healthy crush on this guy, stammering as she's going through it. And then Keanu Reeves says, I had a big, healthy crush on you, too. When asked what happened to their crushes, both admitted those feelings are still alive and well. It's still raging, trust me, says Ryder. So that's pretty, I think it's
Keanu Reeves, I don't even know how old he is, but he has not aged. It's been 25 years since he's...
He needs a haircut. But other than that, he's all right.
Well...
Yeah. And he says,
looks good
you're a
him.
Good friend, got a good sense of humor, and telling, this sounds like an ad from a dating
I know, right?
app. Beautiful heart, beautiful spirit, and a damn fine actress. That's how he described her. I think that's very cute.
Well, I think it's cute. They haven't done a movie together since 1992, right?
No.
That's when they did Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Right.
So I think it will be very... The idea of the movie sounds cute. They're two kind of disgruntled wedding guests at a wedding. So I think it kind of... It's a cute rom-com idea.
Yeah,
I would definitely go and see this, I think.
Well,
there
are
very few movies that get me to the theater. This might be one of them.
He seems to have a broad... He's in some of the most violent action movies. That he did a couple of... Reacher, that was Tom Cruise. There was some other thing that he did that was...
John Wick, right?
Wick, that's it, yeah. Very violent.
I've never seen any of them, but I know he's done
I saw a part of one, and I didn't want to watch the rest of it because it was too violent for me.
Mm.
All right, question time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. Are you spending too much time in the bathroom? If your body is telling you, ooh, 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 you better get on the bandwagon and fix things so your body will go, ah, ah, ah. Life Change Tea. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea, a game changer. I've been drinking Life Change Tea. Victoria's been drinking it now for months.
Love it.
It'll clean you right out. It's got a proprietary herbal formula that's made up of teas all grown in America. This is processed in America, put together, sold in America. Go to getthetea.com to get your system cleaned out. Get rid of the GMOs, the pesticides, the herbicides, what's left over from processing, all that stuff. Plenty of benefits to talk about. You can go to the website, getthetea.com, look around there. There are a number of teas, but Life Change Tea is the number one way to get rid of the residue in your system. I don't even get too tech. I mean, it goes all the way down into your, you know, your hoo-hoo area, and that's not good. So get your hoo-hoo all cleaned out. Get everything cleaned out. Life Change Tea. Get it now only online at getthetea.com. Can't get it in the grocery store. Getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship it free. Getthetea.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Salzman.
Many video games are played online, streaming high-definition graphics, multi-channel sound, and connecting multiple gamers, which is why today TP-Link has introduced the Archer C5400X with tons of speed and power and catered to gamers. Queenie C from TP-Link has the details.
And it's at a speed of 5,334 megabytes per second, so it's pretty powerful. It also has a 1.8 quad-core CPU and three other co-processors, so that if you're a multitasking gamer, you can also stream Twitch and also game at the same time with really powerful speed. It also comes with 8 external antennas, so it's pretty powerful in terms of coverage.
Learn more about the C5400X gaming router from TP-Link at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here's the story. Another person in the news, Mona Haidar. She is a rap star. She's a Muslim. She's not from America. She says it's very interesting to be a rap star and wear her hijab. Is that how you pronounce it?
Hijab.
Hijab. Is it hijab?
Hijab, yeah.
Yeah. So if you look her up, you will see that she is known today. She's apparently an academic as well. But she's a rapper and an academic. And this is sort of in the face of all the things that we hear about women who are in the Middle East. I'm looking at a picture of her, trying to imagine her as a rapper. She's 30 years old.
Where does she
live? Syria. She lives in Flint, Michigan now.
Oh.
She has a love of rap music because she came of age in response to the repressiveness of Islam. She says, I didn't grow up with Arabic music. I grew up with this...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for
one of the
let the storm
times most potent.
Everyone
I think sex symbols. Say Chucker, Gene Kelly.
Come on with the rain.
Yeah. Singing, dancing. This is music from Singing in the Rain. Was Debbie Reynolds in that with him? She was, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
That was an awesome movie. This movie was, well, Gene Kelly was born today in 1912, passed away in 1996. But this is one of the most iconic sequences in history of motion pictures, I believe.
Yeah, it is. It's very. He's dancing around a pole. He's got his umbrella.
Awesome.
Pretty much. Ladies, have you seen this? Do you know the scene we're talking about?
I've seen the scene where he's sort of swinging around a lamppost or something, but I haven't seen the movie.
Yep. All right, so that's how we get started with movie moments. What are we? We're going to get a remake of this? Remaking everything else. Why not remake this movie, Chucker? What do you think?
I don't think they should touch this movie.
No, all right. Chuck says, don't touch this movie.
You know, it's interesting about, you know, old school musicals. I was introduced to some of this stuff. My mother took me to a movie called That's Entertainment when I was a kid. Do you remember that? When they highlighted the classic musical stuff into one feature film. They did That's Entertainment 1, 2, and three. Pretty entertaining stuff.
Yeah, very entertaining. We've been talking this week about Top Gun, the new movie Maverick, it's called. Apparently, John Hamm, Ed Harris, and Lewis Pullman are going to be in the cast. For some reason, I was thinking Ed Harris was in the original one, but apparently not.
But not.
And John Hamm is in every other movie that comes out these days, it seems. He's all over the place.
Doing a lot of supporting work.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought he would emerge as a leading man in movies, but that does not appear to be the case.
Well, isn't that sort of the same track that Ed Helms is on? Wouldn't you say the two of them are sort of doing the same kind of thing? They're everywhere.
I think they're very different type actors, though. But, you know, it's interesting because when Mad Men was ending its run, a lot of people were trying to pitch the idea of John Hamm playing an older Superman when they were looking to recast the part of Superman, which I thought actually would have been pretty cool. I think, you know, he's in his 40s, mid-40s. I think that would work, actually.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see what else is going on. The top 10 most pirated movies this week.
Okay.
First on the list is Tag. What in the world? Then there's that horror movie Upgrade. Did you see that?
I did not.
Really?
No.
And
another movie called
Adrift that's been pirated. Anybody know about that?
That one's supposed to be pretty good, right, Chuck? Adrift.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, that's Shane Woodley.
Yeah, I like her.
Really? All right, well, anyway.
What else is on the list, Doug?
I'm seeing Deadpool 2 is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Overboard. I don't even know what that movie is. Do you know that one?
That's the remake of Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn from the 80s.
Yeah, well,
they remade it. Yeah, apparently it's really bad.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see it.
You don't even remember what you've seen anymore.
I know, right?
That's not good.
Yeah. What do you hear about Escape Plan 2, the movie with Sylvester Stallone? Supposed to be out.
I didn't hear nothing. I saw the trailer. It looks pretty shabby to me.
Yeah.
I saw the first Arnold Schwarzenegger in Return of this one. Stallone's in the sequel, but I don't think this is going to get a theatrical release. It's going to go straight to DVD streaming. Yeah,
is that
I don't think so.
That they were on the boat and Cavill was the bad guy?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. So this is the follow up to that.
It is.
Huh. All right. So Rampage is on the list of most pirated movies. I don't know why anybody wants to see that. That looked awful.
I know. I wasn't a big fan. Did you see it?
No.
It was barely watchable. Even for the charm of The Rock, it was just a barely watchable film.
So the list is out today, Victoria. Didn't we hear that The Rock is number two on the list of people earning money? Men on the top of the list, I guess George Clooney is number one at 200 and something million. The Rock is number two.
Well, that's only because George Clooney owns a wine company that he sold, and they equate that money into it. Yeah, Dwayne Johnson's had a tremendous run in the last few years. But if you look at his popularity, most of it's come in ensemble movies like Jumanji and in the Fast and the Furious franchise. The stuff he's headlined by himself have done okay. You know, they've made money, but not a lot of the properties have not been carried on his back.
Yeah.
He's done better in ensemble work.
All right,
I just want to mention that, you know, you probably talked about CBS is going to end its hit sitcom Big Bang Theory after 12 seasons, despite the fact that the ratings are still like 60 million an episode.
Yeah,
so
it's crazy.
They're going to go out.
Veronica Mars is coming back to Hulu. That was pretty interesting. I always thought that was kind of cute. I think she's very cute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.